Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Tonight's victory that we're here to celebrate is a result of your hard work and what you did. Give each other a hand here because you have done it. And I have to say, as I look at that map tonight, thank God for Bladen and Union County.
That's Republican Mark Harris on election night after unofficial results showed him winning the race for Congress by 905 votes. Since then, allegations of ballot fraud in Bladen County and elsewhere have thrown the race into disarray, and we still don't have an official winner. Coming up, we talk with one of our reporters who's been following this story and get to your questions about the case. That's today on FAQ City. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacnow here in the studio with reporter Steve Harrison. Hey Steve.
Hey Nick.
And we're going to break down what's been going on in North Carolina's 9th District, because if you haven't been following the story closely, we are in a crazy spot right now. Almost a month into the new Congress, we're still not sure who officially won the seat for North Carolina's 9th District, and as of now, the district does not have representation in Congress. So Steve, listeners have sent in some of their questions on this topic. I'm really excited to get to them. But first, I want to go back and look at how we got here in the first place. So let's start at the end of the election. Republican Mark Harris, a former pastor, appears to have beaten Democrat Dan McCready, a former Marine, by 905 votes. Harris gave his victory speech on election night, and McCready gave his concession the next day. How soon after that did we start to see things begin collapsing?
So it took a while. Really, after McCready conceded, this all went away, and no one thought anything of it. There was no indication that anything big was about to happen. But in late November, the Board of Elections was having a routine meeting to certify the results of races across the state, and they decided not to certify the 9th District. And one of the former board members kind of dropped this bombshell, speaking of, I think, what was it, unfortunate activities?
Mm-hmm. And that was Josh Malcolm who made those comments. And it really didn't take very long for us to find out what he meant by unfortunate activities. So what are people accusing Harris's campaign of doing? What are the allegations?
There's a Bladen County political operative named McCray Dowless, and he has worked for many years for Democrats and Republicans. His specialty is this aggressive get-out-the-vote effort, getting people to vote absentee by mail. So he sends his people out, getting people to request mail forms, mail ballots. He follows up with them, making sure they vote, encouraging them to vote the way he wants them to. Now, that's not illegal. The big question in this election is whether he and his people kind of collected or harvested those ballots, and that is illegal in North Carolina. And there's been a lot of interviews and indication that that happened quite frequently.
So the state GOP has been saying that there's no evidence that the number of ballots in question are enough to change the outcome of the race. Do we know if that's true?
It could be. So Mark Harris is ahead by 905 votes right now. If you take away every absentee mail vote he got in Bladen County, that was a little over 400, so he's still ahead. Robeson County is in question. He got a little over 200 there. So if you take away all those votes, he's still in the lead. That's their argument. But the Democrats are going to say, look, we don't know about votes that were potentially someone tried to vote for Dan McCready and someone perhaps picked up that ballot, threw it away, tampered with it. They've talked about, you know, voices of votes being silenced.
So we'll have to wait and see what investigators turn up, I
exactly,
guess.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so we have to take a short break, but then when we come back, some questions from our audience, so stick around. Steve and I are going to be right back.
Hey, FAQ City fans. Today's episode may leave you wondering even more about local and statewide politics. So if you're wanting to continue going behind the headlines with WFAE political reporter Steve Harrison, we recommend signing up for his email newsletter, Inside Politics. Each week, Steve provides insights about local and statewide politics and why it matters to you and your community. Sign up for the free Inside Politics newsletter right now on WFAE.org. Now, back to the show.
Hey, we're back. Nick Delacanal here with Steve Harrison. We're taking a step back and looking at what's going on in the 9th District election, which is still not resolved, almost coming up on 3 months after the election. Okay, Steve, let's get into some questions sent in from the audience. We can start with a question from listener Annalisa in Charlotte, who I believe we actually have on the line. Annalisa, are you here?
Yes.
Yeah, so go ahead. What's your question?
I was wondering if this was an issue that's been known since 2016, why were the primary election results certified, and why wasn't an investigation brought about then?
Right, and that's going back to the primary between Harris and Robert Pittenger, the incumbent, right?
That's right. Going back to the primary in 2016, that was where Todd Johnson in Bladen County won 221 out of 226 absentee mail votes. That was very unusual. And then in the November 2016 election, the state board had kind of already been doing their own probe on McRae Dallas and interviewing his employees who said they were picking up ballots for him. They had a lot of information then 2 years ago, and they forwarded that to the state attorney's office and, you know, kind of really urged them to take action. And the Washington Post has also reported that they contacted the feds about this as well. So the state board was trying to get people to pay attention, to their credit, and nothing happened.
Do we know why nothing happened?
We don't. I know the U.S. attorney was, right before this most recent election, was really focused on non-citizens voting, and they issued that massive subpoena to, I think, 44 counties in eastern North Carolina, including Bladen County, looking for these voting records, kind of looking for the needle in the haystack of non-citizens voting. And meanwhile, the state board kind of had this truck full of needles. You know, they were saying, like, look, we've got all these problems. But having said that, I do think it's a fair question. If you go back to May of this year, in the Republican primary, the results were really unusual as well when Mark Harris got almost all the absentee mail votes. I think the state board could have blown the whistle then and said, you know what, everything that Joshua Malcolm said about being frustrated that no one had taken action, that was true then. And I think that they could have also kind of refused to certify that race.
I just wish that there was a more satisfying result for that previous election.
Well, thanks for your question, Annalisa. Steve, let's move to another question from Mike in Charlotte. He writes, state-level political coverage has remained overtly negative against the GOP. This abdicates Governor Cooper of any responsibility. Well, we just covered that this has been going on for a while. Do you think the governor or other Democrats might share some blame for not raising this issue sooner?
Well, the state Republicans have pointed previously to Bladen County that 2 years ago they filed a complaint that a Democratic-funded group was running what they called an absentee ballot mill, where they were really pushing people to vote by mail, getting them all to kind of write in the same candidate. They felt that was very shady slash illegal. And the state board dismissed those allegations. And I think there probably has been, it's been an issue on both sides.
So what are some of the possible scenarios that could play out over the next month or however long this might take?
On January 31st, there will be a new Board of Elections. And soon after that, sometime in February, they will hold this long-delayed public evidentiary hearing on the case. We're going to see what investigators have found. And after that, they have really two choices. They can name Mark Harris the winner, or they can call for a new election. Calling for a new election will take some Republican support on the board. That may be difficult. And then there's this other track where in Congress, Democrats who control the House have said they might not seat Mark Harris. Now, I think if there's a situation where if there is a full hearing and the board hears all the evidence the investigators have found and they decide to certify him the winner, I think it would be very difficult for the U.S. House to go against that. I mean, that would be really a bold move.
Because the U.S. House could get involved, and they've hinted that they might.
They have, yeah. I mean, in theory, I guess they could do their own investigation. They could decide not to seat him. But I think it would be very, very difficult to kind of overturn a certified state election.
We'll stay tuned for that hearing. You'll probably be covering it.
Yes, I will be there.
All right. That's Steve Harrison with WFAE. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nick.
And thanks to all the listeners who wrote in with questions. Well, that's all our time for this week. If you want to stay up to date with ongoing coverage of the 9th District, sign up for WFAE's Inside Politics newsletter written by Steve. It's an excellent and informative resource. And if you want to check out some of our past questions and answers, find the FAQ City podcast on Spotify, the NPR One app, or Apple Podcasts. And hey, I can't wait to hear whatever question you'd like us to look into. Ask us anything about Charlotte by going to wfae.org/FAQCity. And we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Della Canale.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.